not all rural communities have normal sanitation systems like city sewer and water treatment plants. They rely on septic systems that need to get pumped periodically. And while the Alaska Marine Highway is closed, pump trucks cannot get to some small towns that rely on them. Gustavus City Administrator Tom Williams said that if his home septic system gets too full, he may have to empty it himself. But neighbors with inaccessible underground systems don't have that option. That may mean they'll use other methods if there's no way to get a truck into town.
You know, the honey bucket process is one alternative.
Williams said if it comes to honey buckets, residents can empty them in the city's restrooms. But he's hoping State Ferry service will resume so that septic trucks can come from Juneau to service the town again. Delays like this cause a backup.
When the truck comes over, there's a list of people who need to get pumped, and there's only limited capacity. So if, depending on the amounts that are pumped out, if you're not high enough up on the list, you have to wait till next time.
Pumpers from Juneau usually visit Gustavus up to 18 times a year, but Gustavus has not had a ferry sailing since January.
The ferry system's the best way to get the trucks out there for these communities that don't have sewage treatment plants.
Trevor Richard is a co-owner of Juneau Septic Systems. He sends pump trucks out to Gustavus and Pelican when the ferries run.
The only other option is to go with a landing craft, which tend to be $500 per hour, is the quote I've been given.
That's too expensive. He said the rate he would have to charge communities would be astronomical. A round trip on the ferry is only $800 total. And Richard said the landing craft are much smaller, so more weather dependent. Richard's trucks make only one yearly visit to Pelican to pump the municipal system. Pelican disposes of human waste in four underground settling tanks. If the tanks get too full, heavy waste, known as sludge, doesn't settle to the bottom. Trucks pumped about 10,000 gallons of sludge out of the tanks last May. But with no ferries on the winter schedule and no proposed ferries on the summer schedule, Pelican Mayor Walt Weller is starting to feel some urgency.
The tanks could overfill and back up, but generally the sludge just flows straight through across the top and goes right out the outfall pipe, which is what we do not want to happen.
The longer between pumps, the more septic pollution overflows into the Lisianski Inlet. That's Pelican's fishing grounds.
Who wants it in your garden? You know, I mean, this is where we get our food from.
Pelican can maintain its septic for about $10,000 a year this way, a decent price for a town of fewer than 200 people. But if the municipality contracts a barge, that cost triples. And Weller said a treatment system is an impossible expense at $250,000. Neither community has any scheduled sailings through May on the current schedule. AMHS proposed two biweekly sailings to Gustavus for the summer months. There are no proposed sailings to Pelican, but AMHS may schedule the LeConte to stop there twice before it heads to Prince William Sound. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.